One of the city's most successful charter school networks, Milwaukee College Prep, has just moved closer to MPS. The two systems have worked together for years, but didn't join forces until this past spring. As WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello explains, the news doesn't change much on its surface, but it does bring new benefits to both organizations.
Milwaukee College Prep has four campuses, but today, buses have brought all 2,000 students to the playground at MCP's Lloyd Street location for a pep rally to get students motivated to do well in school. Big names from the Milwaukee Bucks are in on the fun, even the Brewers racing sausages, as well as a guest you might not expect, MPS Superintendent Darian Driver. Driver heads Milwaukee's public schools, but these charter school students are her charges now too. As of March, Milwaukee College Prep is part of MPS.
There are three different chartering authorities in Milwaukee: City Hall, UWM, and MPS. And different schools have migrated to each of them.
That's former Journal Sentinel reporter and Milwaukee education guru Alan Borsick.
Milwaukee College Prep, for historic reasons, ended up with two schools under UWM's chartering and two schools under MPS. They decided in the last couple years to try to get under one or the other, eventually went with MPS. This is a mutually beneficial deal. I think that's fair to say. And it is a business transaction. That's certainly true.
As with most business transactions, this one involves resources. Milwaukee College Prep CEO Robert Rao. You
know, originally, we went to Milwaukee Public Schools. One is because we wanted to create a positive partnership, but then two is because of facilities. You know, there are some resources that are available as an MPS charter, things like library funds, and some of the title money is a little bit different under MPS, so there were some advantages in terms of resources as well.
As for the district, its key benefit is higher enrollment numbers, which translate into extra state funding. Here's how Alan Borsick explains it.
The more students there are who are in the MPS family, and these Milwaukee College Prep kids, now 2,000 of them, count in that formula for MPS's amount of state aid. So by taking on the two schools that were with UWM, MPS, in effect, got a 1,000-student enrollment increase. And that's a driving element of the state aid formula.
The district could see up to $10 million more in annual state funding. Although due to quirks in Wisconsin's funding formula, MPS won't see many of these added dollars for a few more years. Another benefit? Milwaukee College Prep could help lift the district in terms of performance. MCP students generally do well on state tests, which will now factor into how the district fares on its state report card. MPS Superintendent Darian Driver acknowledges the boost to her district's outlook. But, she adds, the new relationship with Milwaukee College Prep is also important symbolically.
It sends a really positive message to our city that you have your public schools and your public charter schools working together as one to help create a better community.
It's this sense of unity Dr. Driver wants to demonstrate by showing up at the MCP rally. After speaking to the kids, she heads out. But the playground celebration and commitment to education continues.
Hey, can we stand on our feet and make some noise? If you feel good, real good, everybody say, oh yeah!
Oh, yeah.
If you love your life, say, oh yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.